to think about it, I think it's so funny, you know. So many monks just attack one little old woman like me, or are using my name to gain fame and fortune. Only men. All of them are men. Some from Vietnamese magazines, newspapers, letters, lectures, talks, etc. Men. Oh, God. Don't they have anything better to do than just diving their nose into my work and my life and my private life even? Past private life, not just now private life. Isn't that funny, huh? Why do men do this? Maybe only men are so greedy and ambitious. They really make men look bad, yeah, and make their country look bad. All of them are from Ola, Vietnam, the country I so much love and do the best to protect, visibly and invisibly, all these years. Some even are refugees who I have tried my best and risk my life to rescue. Got gun pointed to my head and been beaten up for their sake, been attacked, abused, ridiculed by the media from different countries as well for helping them or trying to help them. Even if had an appointment, could be made waiting hours in the hot sun on the gate side, still not allowed in to see him because of some incidents inside the camp. Or some VIP there, running around the world to beg countries to accept them. And they turned on me, betrayed my trust and my favor. But for humans, you know, many don't understand. Of course, that's normal. So I don't blame these people. I only talk about those demon monks and entities who are trying to harm the world, making war, and eating up people alive. Because God wants me to. And because if I know it, I cannot just ignore it and let them continue to harm people. But for humans, they misunderstand. It's possible. Even those human monks, you know, they study Buddhism, are supposed to study, but they don't know much about all the Buddha sutras. They don't understand much about what the Buddha was teaching. That is a problem. But the demon monks, they did all that on purpose because they're working for demons. They want to destroy Buddhist teachings, the true teaching of any other religion. Because the religions are similar anyway. And they did all that on purpose, either to destroy Buddhism or other religions, or to destroy other monks' reputations, who, for example, believe in Amitabha Buddha and reach certain heights in order to go to the Amitabha Buddha's land. And in this life, they gain quite many more followers. Up to now, the monks who reached Amitabha Buddha's land are also few because they can't be one-pointed enough or they don't have enough faith even though they practice it. But still, the lowest would be going to the lower level of Amitabha Buddha's rim and the highest would be in the middle. In this period of time, none have reached the highest level of Amitabha Buddha's land. My disciples, my God disciples, have, many of my disciples, God disciples, have gone to a very high level of Buddha's land, and many of them, of course, in this lifetime, reach different levels of consciousness. And when they die, they go directly to my realm, Thiem Co Tu's new realm. many monks who have helped me or who have loved me and somehow accepted me at some time during my life. Also, I went to Timkutu's Nyurim, my Nyurim, and many people in the world who have helped me in any way with their loving heart all go to Timkutu's Nyurim after they die. I'm very happy to tell you this, because these are pure-hearted people, you know? And pure-hearted people will go to my realm, whether they are officially my disciples or not. They just need a pure heart. And anyone who even says my name one time or remembers me with a good heart, with a pureness, they will all go to Timkutu's Nyurim between the 11th and the 12th heavenly abode. It's the highest you can reach in the universes. I'm very happy to tell you that. So, of course, if you are my so-called God disciple, you will reach there. And one more thing to remind you. A long time ago, I told you to keep some food for 2 weeks. Still, you keep that practice. This is very convenient and secure for you. And when they are almost outdated, you use them and replace them with new ones if you can. Just keep the dry things, simple things, like maybe brown rice, sesame, or any of the cereals that last long, rice, lentils, dry beans, those things, and salt, pepper, oil, the bare necessities, the basics. Do not hoard too many things. It's not necessary. 2 weeks of provisions is enough in case of any emergency at all. But then, of course, we have to rely on God and your own spiritual merit by remembering God, endearing yourself to God and any Buddhas and saints that you have chosen, and practice compassion. Because in heavens, people don't kill. In heavens, people don't destroy the environment or destroy the lives of other beings, such as animal people. So that's very logical, okay? So be vegan, keep peace, do good deeds also if you can, and above all, remember God, remember the saints and sages, the masters, the Buddhas. May God Almighty and all Buddhas, masters, bless us all and help us to overcome our weaknesses and to survive this unprecedented testing period of our time. Amen. Okay, my battery is running low now on the telephone, so I cannot talk much more. Maybe next time. Yeah. I wish you all the best. I'm still doing my best for all of you, by the grace of God. Do wish me success. Thank you. God bless. God love. God protect. Amen.
Supreme Master Qinghai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.